following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 11, Swayambhuva Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj to stop fighting. Text 1. Maitreya Vacha Nisamya Gadat Tam evam Rishinam Danushi Dhruva Sandade Stam Upasprishya Yan Narayana Nirmitam. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha, the sage Maitreya continued to speak. Nishamya, having heard, Gadatam, the words evam, thus, Rishinam, of the sages, Danushi, upon his bow, Dhruva Maharaj, Sandade, fixed, astram, an arrow, upasprishya, after touching water, yet that which Narayan, by Narayan, nirmitam, was made. Translation. Sri Maitreya said, my dear Vidura, when Dhruva Maharaj heard the encouraging words of the great sages, he performed the achman by touching water, and then took up his arrow made by Lord Narayan and fixed it upon his bow. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj was given a specific arrow made by Lord Narayan himself, and now he fixed it upon his bow to finish the illusory atmosphere created by the yakshas. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Mameva ye prapadyante mayametam tadantite. Without Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one is able to overcome the action of the illusory energy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also given us a nice weapon for this age, as stated in the Bhagavatam, Sungo Pangastra. In this age, the Narayanastra, or weapon to drive away Maya, is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in pursuance of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, such as Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Srivas. Text 2. Sandhyamana etasmin maya guyaka nirmita kshipram vineshur vidura klesha janodaya yata. Synonyms. Sandhyamane, while joining it to his bow, etasmin, this Narayanastra, maya, the illusions, guyaka nirmita, created by the yakshas, kshipram, very soon, vineshu, were destroyed. Vidura, O Vidura, klesha, illusory pains and pleasures, ganudaye, upon the arising of knowledge, yata, just as. Translation. As soon as Dhruva Maharaj joined the Narayanastra arrow to his bow, the illusion created by the yakshas was immediately vanquished, just as all merciful pains and pleasures are vanquished when one becomes fully cognizant of the self. Purport. Krishna is like the sun, and Maya, or the illusory energy of Krishna, is like darkness. Darkness means absence of light. Similarly, Maya means absence of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness and Maya are always there, side by side. As soon as there is awakening of Krishna consciousness, all the illusory pains and pleasures of material existence are vanquished. Mayametam tadantite, by constant chanting of the Maha Mantra, will keep us away, always aloof from the illusory energy of Maya. Text 3. Tasyar sastram dushuni prayunjita suvarna punka kalahamsa vasasa vinihrista avishur dvishad balam yatavanam bhima rava shikandina. Synonyms. Tasya, while Dhruva ashastram, the weapon given by Narayan Rishi, Danusi, on his bow, prayunjita, fixed, suvanar pankai, arrows with golden shafts, kalahamsa vashasha, with feathers like the wings of a swan, vinishtritsa, sprang out, avishu, entered, dvishat balam, the soldiers of the enemies, yata, just as vanam, unto a forest, bhima rava, making a tumultuous sound, shakandina, peacocks. Translation, even as Dhruva Maharaj fixed the weapon made by Narayan Rishi onto his bow, the arrows with golden shafts and feathers like the wings of a swan flew out from it. They entered the enemy soldiers with great hissing sound, just as peacocks enter a forest with tumultuous crying. Text 4. Tais tigma darai pradhani shila mukair itas tata punya jana upadruta tam abhyadavan kupita udayuda saparnam unada pana ivahaya. Synonyms, Tai, by those tigma darai, which had a sharp point, pradhani on the battlefield, shila mukai, arrows, ita, atata, here and there, punyajana, the yakshas, upadruta, being greatly agitated, tam toward Dhruva Maharaj, abhyadavam, rushed, kupita, being angry, adayuda, with upraised weapons, saparnam, towards Garuda, Anada Pana, with raised hoods, Eva, like Ahaya, serpents. Translation, those sharp arrows dismayed the enemy soldiers, who became almost unconscious. But various yakshas on the battlefield, in a rage against Dhruva Maharaj, somehow or other collected their weapons and attacked. Just as serpents agitated by Garuda rushed towards Garuda with upraised hoods, all the yaksha soldiers prepared to overcome Dhruva with their upraised weapons. Text 5. Satan prishaktair abhidhavato mride nikrita bhura shirosaro dharan ninaya lokam paralarka malat mandalam vrajanti nirbidya yam urvaratesha. Synonyms. Sahi, Dhruva Maharaj, tanned all the yakshas, Prishatkai, by his arrows, Abhidavata, coming forward, Mridhe, on the battlefield, Nikrita, being separated, Bahu, arms, Uru, thighs, Shiradara, necks, Udaran, and bellies, Ninaya, delivered, Lokam, to the planet, Param Supreme, Arka Mandalam, the sun globe, Vrajanti, go, Nirbidya, piercing, yam, to which, urdhvaretasa, those who do not discharge semen at any time. Translation, when Dhruva Maharaj saw the yakshas coming forward, he immediately took his arrows and cut the enemies to pieces. Separating their arms, legs, heads, and bellies from their bodies, he delivered the yakshas to the planetary system, which is situated above the sun globe and which is attainable only by first-class brahmacharis who have never discharged their semen. Purport. To be killed by the Lord or by his devotees is auspicious for the non-devotees. The yakshas were killed indiscriminately by Dhruva Maharaj, but they attained the planetary system attainable only for brahmacharis who never discharged their semen. As the impersonalist jnanis or the demons killed by the Lord attain Brahmaloka or Satyaloka, persons killed by a devotee of the Lord also attain Satyaloka. To reach the Satyaloka planetary system described here, one has to be elevated above the sun globe. Killing, therefore, is not always bad. If the killing is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee or in great sacrifices, it is for the benefit of the entity killed in that way. Material so-called non-violence is very insignificant in comparison to killing done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotees. Even when a king or a state government kills a person who is a murderer, that killing is for the benefit of the murderer, for thus he may become cleared of all sinful reactions. An important word in this verse is urdhvaretasa, which means brahmacharis who have never discharged semen. Celibacy is so important that even though one does not undergo any austerities, penances, or ritualistic ceremonies prescribed in the Vedas, if one simply keeps himself a pure brahmachari, not discharging his semen, the result is that after death he goes to the Satyaloka. Generally, sex life is the cause of all miseries in the material world. In the Vedic civilization, sex life is restricted in various ways. Out of the whole population of the social structure, only the grihasthas are allowed restricted sex life. All others refrain from sex. The people of this age especially do not know the value of not discharging semen. As such, they are variously entangled in material qualities and suffer an existence of struggle only. The word urdhvareta specially indicates the Mayavadi sannyasis, who undergo strict principles of austerity. But in Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the Lord says that even if one goes up to the Brahmaloka, he again comes back. Abrahma bhuvanaloka punaravartinorjana. Therefore, actual mukti or liberation can be attained only by devotional service, because by devotional service one can go above Brahmaloka or to the spiritual world, wherefrom he never comes back. Mayavadi sannyasis are very proud of becoming liberated, but actual liberation is not possible unless one is in touch with the Supreme Lord in devotional service. It is said, Hari vina namritim taranti, without Krishna's mercy, no one can have liberation. Text 6. Tanhayan hanyamanam abhiviksya guyakan anagashash chitra ratena burisha autana padim kripaya pita maho manur jagad dopagata sarhishibi. Synonyms. Tan, those yakshas hanyamanam, being killed, ibiviksya, seeing guyakam, the yakshas, anagasa, offenseless, chitraratena, by Dhruva Maharaj, who had a beautiful chariot, burisha, greatly, autanapadim, unto the son of Uttanapad, kripaya, out of mercy, pitamaha, the grandfather, manu, Swayambhuva Manu, Jagata, gave instructions, upagata, approached Saharishubi, with great sages. Translation. When Swayambhuva Manu saw that his grandson Dhruva Maharaj was killing so many of the yakshas who were not actually offenders, out of his great compassion he approached Dhruva with great sages to give him good instruction. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj attacked Alakapuri, the city of the yakshas, because his brother was killed by one of them. Actually, only one of the citizens, not all of them, was guilty of killing his brother, Uttama. Dhruva Maharaj, of course, took a very serious step when his brother was killed by the yakshas. War was declared and the fighting was going on. This sometimes happens in present days also. For one man's fault, the whole state is sometimes attacked. This kind of wholesale attack is not approved by Manu, the father and lawgiver of the human race. He therefore wanted to stop his grandson Dhruva from continuing to kill the yaksha citizens who were not offenders. Text 7. Manur avacha alam batsar tiro sena tamo dvarena papmana yena punya janam etan avadis tam anagasa. Synonyms. Manu avacha, Manu said, alam, enough, vatsa, my dear boy. Atiro sena, with excessive anger, tamadvarena, the path of ignorance, papmana, sinful, yena, by which punya janam, the yakshas, etan, all these, avidi, you have killed, tvam, you, anagasa, offenseless. Translation. Lord Manu said, my dear son, please stop. It is not good to become unnecessarily angry. It is the path to hellish life. Now you are going beyond the limit of killing yakshas who are actually not offenders. Purport. In this verse, the word atirosena means with unnecessary anger, end quote. When Dhruva Maharaj went beyond the limits of necessary anger, his grandfather, Swayambhuva Manu, immediately came to protect him from further sinful action. From this, we can understand that killing is not bad, but when killing is done unnecessarily or when an offenseless person is killed, such killing opens the path to hell. Dhruva Maharaj was saved from such sinful action because he was a great devotee. A Kshatriya is allowed to kill only for maintenance of the law and order of the state. He is not allowed to kill or commit violence without reason. Violence is certainly a path leading to a hellish condition of life, but it is also required for maintenance of the law and order of the state. Here, Lord Manu prohibited Dhruva Maharaj from killing the yakshas because only one of them was punishable for killing his brother, Uttama. Not all of the yaksha citizens were punishable. We find in modern warfare, however, that attacks are made upon innocent citizens who are without fault. According to the law of Manu, such warfare is a most sinful activity. Therefore, at the present moment, civilized nations are unnecessarily maintaining many slaughterhouses for killing innocent animals. When a nation is attacked by its enemies, the wholesale slaughter of the citizens should be taken as a reaction to their own sinful activities. That is nature's law. Text 8. Nasmat kuluchitam tata karmaitad sadvigrihitam. Yado yad upadevanam arabdas te kritanjnasam. Synonyms. Nah, not asmat kula, our family, uchitam, befitting, tata, my dear son, karma, action, etat, this, sought by authorities on religion, vigarhitam, forbidden, vada, by the killing, yat which, upadevanam, of the yakshas, arabada, arabda, was undertaken, te, by you, arkrita, enasam, of those who are sinless. Translation, my dear son, the killing of the sinless yakshas which you have undertaken is not at all approved of by authorities, and it does not befit our family, which is supposed to know the laws of religion and irreligion. Text 9. Nanve ka shaparadena prasangad bhavaho hata bratur vidabhitapdena tryanga Bratri Vatsala. Synonyms. Manu, certainly, Ekasya, of one, Yaksha, Aparadena, with the offense, Prasangat, because of their association, Bahava, many, Hata, have been killed, Bratu, by of your brother, Vada, by the death, Adhitaptena, being aggrieved, Tvaya, by you, Anga, my dear son, Bratri Vatsala, affectionate to your brother. Translation, my dear son, it has been proved that you are very much affectionate towards your brother and are greatly aggrieved at his being killed by the yakshas. But just consider, if for one's yakshas, for one yaksha's offense, you have killed many others who are innocent. Text 10. Nayam margo hi sadunam rishiksanu vartinam yad atmanam pragriha Pasuvad Bhuta Vaishasam. Synonyms. Nah, never. I am this Marga path. He, certainly, pseudonym of honest persons, Rishikesh of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anuvartinam, following the path, yet which Atmanam, self, Parak, the body, Griha, thinking to be, Pasuvad, like animals, Bhuta, of living entities, Vaishasam, killing. Translation. One should not accept the body as a self, and thus, like the animals, kill the bodies of others. This is especially forbidden by saintly persons who follow the path of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The words sadunam hrishikeshanu vartinam are very significant. Sadhu means a saintly person. But who is a saintly person? A saintly person is he who follows the path of rendering service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesh. In the Narada Pancharatra, it is said, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhuktu Ruchikte. The process of rendering favorable service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with one's senses is called bhakti, or devotional service. Therefore, why should a person who is already engaged in the service of the Lord engage himself in personal sense gratification? Dhruva Maharshi is advised here by Lord Manu that since he is a pure servitor of the Lord, why should he unnecessarily engage, like the animals, in the bodily concept of life? An animal thinks that the body of another animal is his food. Therefore, in the bodily concept of life, one animal attacks another. A human being, especially one who is a devotee of the Lord, should not act like this. A sadhu, or saintly devotee, is not supposed to kill animals unnecessarily. Text 11. Sarvabhutatma bhavena bhutatva samharim bhavam aradhyapadradhyam vishnos tat paramam padam. Synonyms. Sarvabhuta, on all living entities, atma, upon the supersoul, bhavena, and with meditation, bhuta, of all existence, avasam, the abode, harim, Lord Hari, bhavan, you, aradhya, by worshipping, apa, have achieved, duraradhyam, very difficult to propitiate, Vishnu of Lord Vishnu taught that Paramam Supreme Padam situation. Translation, it is very difficult to achieve the supreme abode of Hari in the Vaikuntha planets, but you are so fortunate that you are already destined to go to that abode by worshipping him as the supreme abode of all living entities. Report. The material bodies of all living entities cannot exist unless sheltered by the spirit soul and the super soul. The spirit soul is dependent on the super soul, who is present even within the atom. Therefore, since everything, material or spiritual, is completely dependent on the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord is referred to here as Bhutatvasa. Dhruva Maharaj, as a Kshatriya, could have argued with his grandfather Manu when Manu requested him to stop fighting, but even though Dhruva could have argued that as a Kshatriya it was his duty to fight with the enemy, he was informed that since every living entity is a residence of the Supreme Lord and can be considered a temple of the Lord, the unnecessary killing of any living entity is not permitted. Text 12. Satvam Hare Anu Dhyatas Tatpum Samapi Samata Katam Tvadayam Tavadyam Kritavan Anushiksan Satam Vritam. Synonym Sa. That person, Tvam Yu Hare, by the Supreme Lord Anu Dhyata, being always remembered, taught his Pumsham by the devotees Api also, Samata, esteemed Katam Why, to then Avadyam, abominable fact, Kritavan, you have undertaken, Anushiksan. Setting the example, Satam of saintly persons, Vratam, a vow. Translation, because you are a pure devotee of the Lord is always thinking of you, and you are also recognized by all his confidential devotees. Your life is meant for exemplary behavior. I am therefore surprised. Why have you undertaken such an abominable task? Purport. Dhruva Maharaj was a pure devotee, who is accustomed to always thinking of the Lord. Reciprocally, the Lord always thinks of those pure devotees who think of him only 24 hours a day. As a pure devotee does not know anything beyond the Lord, so the Lord does not know anything beyond his pure devotee. Swayambhuva Manu pointed out this fact to Dhruva Maharaj, quote, not only are you a pure devotee, but you are recognized by all pure devotees of the Lord. You should always act in such an exemplary way that others may learn from you. Under the circumstances, it is surprising that you have killed so many faultless yakshas, end quote. Text 13. Ditikshaya Karunaya Maitriya Chakila Jantusu Samatvena Chasarvatma Bhagavan Samprasiditi. Synonyms. Tatikshaya, by tolerance. Karunaya, by mercy. Maitriya, by friendship. Cha, also. Akila, universal. Jantusu, unto the living entities. Samatvena, by equilibrium. Cha, also. Sarvatma, the Supersoul, Bhagavan, the Personality of Godhead, Samprasiditi, becomes very satisfied. Translation, the Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. Purport. It is the duty of an advanced devotee in the second stage of devotional perfection to act in accordance with this verse. There are three stages of devotional life. In the lowest stage, a devotee is simply concerned with the deity in the temple, and he worships the Lord with great devotion according to rules and regulations. In the second stage, a devotee is cognizant of his relationship with the Lord, his relationship with fellow devotees, his relationship with persons who are innocent, and his relationship with persons who are envious. Sometimes devotees are ill-treated by envious persons. It is advised that an advanced devotee should be tolerant. He should show complete mercy to persons who are ignorant or innocent. The preacher devotee is meant to show mercy to innocent persons whom he can elevate it to devotional service. Everyone, by constitutional position, is an eternal servitor of God. Therefore, our devotee's business is to awaken everyone to Krishna consciousness. That is his mercy. As for a devotee's treatment of other devotees who are his equals, he should maintain friendship with them. His general view is that it should be to see every living entity as a part of the Supreme Lord. Different living entities appear in different forms of dress, but according to the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, a learned person sees all living entities equally. Such treatment by the devotee is very much appreciated by the Supreme Lord. It is therefore said that a saintly person is always tolerant and merciful, he is a friend to everyone, never an enemy to anyone, and he is peaceful. These are some of the good qualities of a devotee. Text 14. Samprasane Bhagavati Purusha Prakritar Gunai Vimukto Jiva Nirmukto Brahma Nirvanam Richati. Synonyms. Samprasane, upon satisfaction, Bhagavati, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purusha, a person, Prakriti, from the material Gunai, modes of nature, Vimukta, being liberated, Jiva Nirmukta, freed from the subtle body also, Brahma, unlimited, Nirvanam, spiritual bliss, Richati, achieves. Translation. One who actually satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead during one's lifetime becomes liberated from the gross and subtle material conditions. Thus, being freed from all material modes of nature, he achieves unlimited spiritual bliss. Purport. In the previous verse, it has been explained that one should treat all living entities with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. By such behavior, one satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and upon his satisfaction, the devotee immediately becomes free from all material conditions. The Lord also confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita, quote, anyone who sincerely and seriously engages in my service immediately becomes situated in the transcendental stage wherein he can enjoy unlimited spiritual bliss, end quote. Everyone in this material world is struggling hard in order to achieve blissful life. Unfortunately, people do not know how to achieve it. Atheists do not believe in God, and certainly they do not please him. Here it is clearly said that upon pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one immediately attains to the spiritual platform and enjoys unlimited blissful life. To become free from material existence means to become free from the influence of material nature. The word samprasane, which is used in this verse, means, quote, being satisfied, end quote. A person should act in such a way that the Lord is satisfied by the activity. It is not that he himself is to be satisfied. Of course, when the Lord is satisfied, the devotee automatically becomes satisfied. That is the secret of success of bhakti yoga. Outside of bhakti yoga, everyone is trying to satisfy himself. No one is trying to satisfy the Lord. Karmis grossly try to satisfy their senses, but even those who are elevated to the platform of knowledge also try to satisfy themselves in a subtle form. Karmis try to satisfy themselves by sense gratification, and Gyanis try to satisfy themselves by subtle activities or mental speculation and thinking themselves to be God. Yogis also try to satisfy themselves by thinking they can achieve different mystic perfections, but only devotees try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee's process of self-realization is completely different from the processes of the karmis, gyanis, and yogis. Everyone else is trying to satisfy himself, whereas the devotee tries only to satisfy the Lord. The devotional process is completely different from the others. By working to please the Lord, by engaging his senses in the Lord's loving service, the devotee is immediately situated on the transcendental platform, and he enjoys unlimited, blissful life. Text 15. Bhute panchabir arabdair yoshit purushayavahi tayor vyavayat sambhutir yoshit purushayoriha. Synonyms. Bhutai, up by the material elements, panchabhi, five, arabdai, developed, yoshit, woman, purusha, man, eva, just so, he, certainly, tayo, of them, vyavayat, by sexual life, sambhuti, further, the further creation, yoshit of women, purushayo of men, and iha in this material world. Translation, the creation of the material world begins with the five elements, and thus everything, including the body of a man or a woman, is created of these elements. By the sexual life of man and woman, the number of men and women in this material world is further increased. Purport. When Swayambhuva Manu saw that Dhruva Maharaj understood the philosophy of Vaishnavism and yet was still dissatisfied because of his brother's death, he gave him an explanation of how this material body is created by the five elements of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also confirmed, Prakriti Kriyamanani, everything is created and maintained and annihilated by the material modes of nature. In the background, of course, there is a direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena. In the ninth chapter, Lord Krishna says, quote, under my superintendence, material nature is acting, end quote. Swayambhuva Manu wanted to impress upon Dhruva Maharaj that the death of the material body of his brother was not actually the yaksha's fault. It was an act of material nature. Supreme Personality of Godhead has immense varieties of potencies, and they act in different gross and subtle ways. It is by such powerful potencies that the universe is created, although grossly it appears to be no more than the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Similarly, the bodies of all species of living entities, whether human beings, demigods, animals, or birds, are also created by the same five elements, and by sexual union they expand it into more and more living entities. That is the way of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. One should not be disturbed by the waves of material nature in the process. Dhruva Maharaj was indirectly advised not to be afflicted by the death of his brother because our relationship with the body is completely material. The real self, spirit soul, is never annihilated or killed by anyone. Text 16. Evam prapartate sarga stita samyama eva cha guna vaitikara darajan maya pramana matmana. Synonyms. Evam thus pravartate occurs, sarga creation, stiti maintenance, samyama annihilation, eva certainly, cha and guna of the modes vyatikarat by interaction, rajan, O king, mayaya by the illusory energy, parama atmana of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. Manu continued, my dear King Dhruva, is simply by the illusory material energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by the interaction of the three modes of material nature that creation, maintenance, and annihilation take place. Purport. First, creation takes place with the ingredients of the five elements of material nature. Then, by the interaction of the modes of material nature, maintenance also takes place. When a child is born, the parents immediately see to its maintenance. This tendency for maintenance of offspring is present not only in human society, but in animal society as well. Even tigers care for their cubs, although their propensity is to eat other animals. By the interaction of the material modes of nature, creation, maintenance, and also annihilation take place inevitably. But at the same time, we should know that all is conducted under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is going on under that process. Creation is the action of Rajogun, the mode of passion. Maintenance is the action of Sattvagun, the mode of goodness. And annihilation is the action of Tamogun, the mode of ignorance. We can see that those who are situated in the mode of goodness live longer than those who are situated in Tamogun or Rajogun. In other words, if one is elevated to the mode of goodness, he is elevated to a higher planetary system where the duration of life is very great. Urdvam gachanti sattvashta, great rishis, sages, and sannyasis who maintain themselves in sattvagun, or the mode of material goodness, are elevated to a higher planetary system. Those who are transcendental even to the material modes of nature are situated in the mode of pure goodness. They attain eternal life in the spiritual world. Text 17. Nimitta matram tatra asin nirguna purusharshaba vyakta vyaktam idam vishvam yatra brahmati lohavat. Synonyms. Nimitta matram, remote cause, tatra then, asit was, nirguna, uncontaminated, purusha rishaba, the Supreme Person, vyakta, manifested, avyaktam, unmanifested, idam, this, vishvam, world, yatra, where, brahmati, moves, lohavat, like iron. Translation. My dear Dhruva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. He is the remote cause of the creation of this material cosmic manifestation. When he gives the impetus, many other causes and effects are produced. Thus, the whole universe moves just as iron moves by the integrated force of a magnet. Report. How the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead works within this material world is explained in this verse. Everything is happening by the energy of the Supreme Lord. The atheistic philosophers who do not agree to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the original cause of creation think that the material world moves by the action and reaction of different material elements. A simple example is the interaction of elements occurs when we mix soda and acid, and the movement of effervescence is produced. But one cannot produce life by such an interaction of chemicals. There are 8,400,000 different species of life with different wishes and different actions. How the material force is working cannot be explained just on the basis of chemical reaction. A suitable example in this connection is that of the potter and the potter's wheel. The potter's wheel rotates and several varieties of earthen pots come out. There are many causes for the earthen pots, but the original cause is the potter, who sets a force on the wheel. That force comes by his superintendence. The same idea is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Behind all material action and reaction, there is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says that everything depends on his energy, and yet he is not everywhere. The pot is produced under certain conditions of action and reaction of material energy, but the potter is not in the pot. Similarly, the material creation is set up by the Lord, but he remains aloof. And it's stated in the Vedas, he simply glanced over it, and the agitation of matter immediately began. In Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that the Lord impregnates the material energy with the parts and parcel jivas, and thus the different forms and different activities immediately ensue. Because of the different desires and karmic activities of the jiva soul, different types of bodies and different species are produced. In Darwin's theory, there is no acceptance of the living entity as spirit soul, and therefore his explanation of evolution is incomplete. Varieties of phenomena occur within this universe on account of the actions and reactions of the three material modes, but the original creator, or the cause, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is mentioned here as Nirmita Matram, the remote cause. He simply pushes the wheel with his energy. According to the Mayavadi philosophers, the Supreme Brahman has transformed himself into many varieties of forms, but that is not the fact. He is always transcendental to the actions and reactions of the material gunas, although he is the cause of all causes. Lord Brahma therefore says in the Brahma Samhita 5.1, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Nadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karnam. There are many causes and effects, but the original cause is Krishna. Text 18. Sakalavidam Bhagavan Kala Shaktya Guna Pravahena Vibhakta Vira Karoti Akartaiva Nihanti Anta Chesta Vibhudna Kala Druvi Bhavya. Synonyms: Sa, the, Kalo, however, Idam, this universe, Bhagavan, the Personality of Godhead, Kala, of time, Shaktya, by the force, Guna Pravahena, by the interaction of the modes of nature, Vibhakta, divided, Virya, whose potencies, Karoti, acts upon, Akarta, the non-doer, Eva, although, Nahanti, kills, Ahanta, non-killer, Chesta, the energy, Vibhumna, of the Lord, Kalu, certainly, Duvibhavya, inconceivable. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his inconceivable supreme energy, time, causes the interaction of the three modes of material nature, and thus varieties of energy become manifest. It appears that he's acting, but he is not the actor. He's killing, but he's not the killer. Thus it is understood that only by his inconceivable power is everything happening. Purport: the word Druvi Bhavya means, quote, inconceivable by our tiny brain. And Vibhakta Virya means, quote, divided in varieties of potencies, end quote. This is the right explanation for the display of creative energies in the material world. We can better understand the mercy of God by an example. The government state is always supposed to be merciful, but sometimes, in order to keep law and order, the government employs its police force, and thus punishment is meted out to the rebellious citizens. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always merciful and full of transcendental qualities, but certain individual souls have forgotten their relationship with Krishna and have endeavored to lord it over material nature. As a result of their endeavor, they are involved in varieties of material interaction. It is incorrect to argue, however, that because energy issues from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the actor. In the previous verse, the word nimitta matram indicates that the Supreme Lord is completely aloof from the action and reaction of this material world. How is everything being done? The word, quote, inconceivable, end quote, has been used. It is not within the power of one's small brain to comprehend. Unless one accepts the inconceivable power and energy of the Lord, one cannot make any progress. The forces which act are certainly set up by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is always aloof from their action and reaction. The varieties of energies produced by the interaction of material nature produce the varieties of species of life and their resultant happiness and unhappiness. How the Lord acts is nicely explained in the Vishnu Purana. Fire is situated in one place, while the heat and light are produced by the fire act in many different ways. Another example is given that the electrical powerhouse is situated in one place, but by its energy, many different types of machinery move. The production is never identical with the original source of the energy, but the original source of the energy, being the prime factor, is simultaneously one with and different from the product. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, is the perfect way of understanding. In this material world, the Lord incarnates in three forms, as Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, in which he takes charge of the three modes of material nature. By his incarnation of Brahma, it creates, as the incarnation of Vishnu he maintains, and by his incarnation of Shiva, he also annihilates. But the original source of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, is always apart from these actions and reactions of material nature. Text 19. So nanto nta karakalo nadir eva krid avyaya nanam janam janena janayan marayan mrityunan takam. Synonym: sahi, ananta, infinite, antakara, annihilator, kala, time, anadi, without beginning, adikrit, beginning of everything, avyaya, without decrease, janam, living entities, janena, by living entities, jananya, janayam, causing to be born, marayam, killing, mrityuna, by death, antakam, killers. Translation: my dear Dhruva, the Supreme Personality of God is ever existing, but in the form of time, he is the killer of everything. He has no beginning, nor although he is the beginning of everything, nor is he ever exhaustible, although everything is exhausted in due course of time. The living entities are created through the agency of the Father and killed through the agency of death, but he is perpetually free of birth and death. Purport. The supreme authority and inconceivable power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be minutely studied from this verse. He is always unlimited. That means that he has no creation or end. He is, however, death in the form of time. As described in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am death. I take away everything at the end of life. End quote. Eternal time is also without beginning, but it is the creator of all creatures. The example is given of touchstone, which creates many valuable stones and jewels, but does not decrease in power. Similarly, creation occurs many times, everything is maintained, and after a time, everything is annihilated. But the original creator, the Supreme Lord, remains untouched and undiminished in power. The secondary creation is made by Brahma, but Brahma is created by the Supreme Godhead. Lord Shiva annihilates the whole creation, but at the end, he is also annihilated by Vishnu. Lord Vishnu remains. In the Vedic hymns, it is stated that in the beginning there is only Vishnu, and that he alone remains at the end. An example can help us to understand the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Godhead. In the recent history of warfare, the Supreme Personality of Godhead created Hitler, and before that, Napoleon Bonaparte, and they each killed many living entities in war. But in the end, Bonaparte and Hitler were also killed. People are still very much interested in writing books about Hitler and Bonaparte and how they killed so many people in war. Year after year, many books are published for public reading regarding Hitler's killing thousands of Jews in confinement. But no one is researching who killed Hitler and who created such a gigantic killer of human beings. The devotees of the Lord are not much interested in the study of the flickering history of the world. They are interested only in him who is the original creator, maintainer, and annihilator. That is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. Text 20. Navai svapaksho sva vipaksha evava parashya mritor vishata saman praja tam vajamanam anudvad danti ashnisha itarajamsi anilambhuta sangha. synonyms, na, not, by, so, however, svapaksha, ally, asya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, vipaksha, enemy, eva, certainly, va, or, parasya, of the Supreme, mrityo, in the form of time, visata, entering, samam, equally, praja, living entities, tam, him, davamanam, moving, anudva, davanti, follow behind, anisa, dependent living entities, yata, as, rajamsi, particles of dust, anilam, the wind, bhuta sangha, other material elements. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his feature of eternal time, is present in the material world and is neutral towards everyone. Known as his ally, known as his enemy. Within the jurisdiction of the time element, everyone enjoys or suffers a result of his own karma, or fruit of activities. As when the wind blows, small particles of dust fly in the air, so, according to one's particular karma, one suffers or enjoys material life. Purport. Although the Supreme Personality of God is the original cause of all causes, he is not responsible for anyone's material sufferings or enjoyment. There is no such proclivity on the part of the Supreme Lord. The less intelligent accuse the Supreme Lord of being partial and claim that this is why one enjoys in this material world and another suffers. But this verse specifically says that there is no such partiality on the part of the Supreme Lord. Living entities, however, are never independent. As soon as they declare their independence of the Supreme Controller, they are immediately put into this material world to try their luck freely, as far as possible. When the material world is created, but for such misguided living entities, they create their own karma, fruit of activities, and take advantage of the time element, and thereby they create their own fortune or misfortune. Everyone is created, everyone is maintained, and everyone is ultimately killed. As far as these three things are concerned, the Lord is equal to everyone. It is according to one's karma that one suffers and enjoys. Living entities' higher or lower positions, his suffering and enjoying, are due to his own karma. The exact word used in this connection is anisha, which means dependent on their own karma, end quote. The example is given that the government gives everyone the facilities of governmental action and management, but by one's own choice, one creates a situation which obliges him to exist under different types of consciousness. The example given in this verse is that when the wind blows, particles of dust float in the air. Gradually, lightning occurs, and then torrents of rain follow, and thus the rainy season creates a situation of varieties in the forest. God is very kind. He gives everyone an equal chance, but by the resultant actions of one's own karma, one suffers or enjoys this material world. Text 21. Ayusha pachayam jantos tataivo pachayan vibhu ubabhyam rahitasvasto dustasya vidhihatyasho. Synonyms. Ayusha, the duration of life. Apachayam, diminution. Janto, of the living entities, tata, similarly, eva, also, upachayam, increase, vibhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ubabhayam, from both of them, rahita, free, svasta, always situated in his transcendental position, dustasya, of the living entities, under the laws of karma, vidadati, awards, asho, he. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is all-powerful, and he awards the results of one's fruitive activities. Thus, although one living entity's duration of life is very small, whereas that of another is very great, he's always in his transcendental position, as there is no question of lessening or increasing his duration of life. Purport. Both the mosquito and Lord Brahma are living entities in the material world. Both are minute sparks and are part of the Supreme Lord. The very short duration of the life of a mosquito and the very long lifetime of Lord Brahma are both awarded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the results of their karma. But in the Brahma Samhita, we find that it is said, karmani nirdahati, the Lord diminishes or vanquishes the reactions of devotees. The same fact is explained in Bhagavad Gita, yagnartat karmano nyatra. One should perform karma only for the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord, otherwise one is bound by the action and reaction of karma. Under the laws of karma, a living entity wanders within the universe under the rule of eternal time, and sometimes he becomes a mosquito, and sometimes Lord Brahma. To a sane man, this business is not very fruitful. Bhagavad Gita 9.25 gives a warning to the living entities, Yanti Vayadeva Vrata Devan. Those who are addicted to the worship of the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, and those who are addicted to the worship of the Pitas, forefathers, go to the Pitas. Those who are inclined to material activities remain in the material sphere. But persons who engage in devotional service reach the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where there is neither birth nor death, nor different varieties of life under the influence of the laws of karma. The best interest of the living entity is to engage himself in devotional service and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur advised, quote, "My friend, you are being washed away by material nature's waves of time. Please try to understand that you are the eternal servant of the Lord. Then everything will stop, and you will be eternally happy." End quote. Text 22. Kachit karma varanti enam swabhavam apare nripa. Eke kalam pare daivam pumsha kamam utapare. Synonyms. Kachit sum, karma, fruit of activities. Vedanti, explain. Nenam, that. Swabhavam, nature. Apare, others. Nripa, my dear King Dhruva. Aka sum, kalam, time, para, others, divam, fate, pumsha, the living entity, kamam, desire, uta, also, apare, others. Translation. The differentiation among varieties of life and their suffering and enjoyment is explained by some to be the result of karma. Others say that it is due to nature, others to time, others to due to fate, and still others say that it is due to desire. Purport. There are different types of philosophers, the mimamsakas, atheists, astronomers, sexualists, and so many other classifications of mental speculators. The real conclusion is that it is our work only that binds us within this material world in different varieties of life. How these varieties have sprung up is explained in the Vedas. It is due to the desire of the living entity. Living entity is not a dead stone. He has different varieties of desire, or kama. The Vedas say kamo karshit. The living entities are originally parts of the Lord as like sparks of a fire, but they have dropped into this material world, attracted by a desire to lord it over nature. That is a fact. Every living entity is trying to lord it over the material resources to the best of his ability. This kama or desire cannot be annihilated. There are some philosophers who say that if one gives up his desires, he again becomes liberated. But it is not at all possible to give up desire, for desire is a symptom of a living entity. If there were no desire, then the living entity would be a dead stone. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, therefore, advises that one turn his desire towards serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then desire becomes purified. And when one's desires are purified, one becomes liberated from all material contamination. The conclusion is that the different philosophers' theories to explain the varieties of life and their pleasure and pain are all imperfect. The real explanation is that we are eternal servants of God, and as soon as we forget this relationship, we are thrown into the material world where we create our different activities and suffer or enjoy the result. We are drawn into this material world by desire, but the same desire must be purified and employed in the devotional service of the Lord. Then our disease of wandering in the universe under different forms and conditions will end. Text 23. Avyaktasya pramesh yasya nana shakti udayasya cha navai chikirsitama tata kovidata svasambhavam. Synonyms. Avyaktasya, of the unmanifested, aprameyasya, of the transcendence, nana, various shakti energies, udayasya, of him who gives rise to, cha, also, na, never, vai, certainly, chikirsitam, the plan, tata, my dear boy, ka, who, Veda can know, ata, therefore, sva, on, svabhavam, origin. Translation. The absolute truth, transcendence, is never subject to the understanding of imperfect sensory endeavor, nor is he subject to direct experience. He is the master of the varieties of energies, like the full material energy, and no one can understand his plans or actions. Therefore, it should be concluded that although he is the original cause of all causes, no one can know him by mental speculation. Purport. The question may be raised, quote, since there are so many varieties of philosophers theorizing in different ways, which of them is correct? The answer is that the absolute truth, transcendence, is never subject to direct experience or mental speculation. The mental speculator may be called Dr. Frog. The story is that a frog in a 3-foot well wanted to calculate the length and breadth of the Atlantic Ocean on the basis of his knowledge of his own well, but it was an impossible task for Dr. Frog. A person may be a great academician or scholar or professor, but he cannot speculate and expect to understand the absolute truth, for his senses are limited. Cause of all causes, the absolute truth, can be known from the absolute truth himself, not by our ascending process to reach him. When the sun is not visible at night or when it's covered by a cloud in the day, it's not possible to uncover it, either by bodily or mental strength or by scientific instruments. Although the sun is there in the sky, no one can say that he has discovered a torchlight so powerful that if one goes on a roof and forces a torchlight on the night sky, the sun can then be seen. There is no such torchlight, nor is it possible. The word avyakta, unmanifested, in this verse indicates that the absolute truth cannot be manifested by any strain, a so-called scientific advancement of knowledge. Transcendence is not the subject matter of direct experience. The absolute truth may be known in the same way as the sun covered by the cloud or covered by night, for when the sun rises in the morning in its own way, then everyone can see the sun. Everyone can see the world, and everyone can see himself. This understanding of self-realization is called Atma-tattva. Unless, however, one comes to this point of understanding Atma-tattva, one remains in the darkness in which he was born. Under the circumstances, no one can understand the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is equipped with varieties of energies, as stated in the Vedic literature, Prashashakti-vividaya-vishuyati. He is equipped with the energy of eternal time. Not only does he have the material energy in which we see and experience, but he also has many reserve energies that he can manifest in due course of time when necessary. Material scientists can simply study the partial understanding of the varieties of energies. He can take up one of the energies and try to understand it with limited knowledge, but it is still not possible to understand the absolute truth in full by dint of material science. No material scientist can foretell what is going on to happen in the future. The bhakti yoga process, however, is completely different from a so-called scientific advancement of knowledge. A devotee completely surrenders unto the Supreme, who reveals himself by his causeless mercy. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Bhudiyo Dham Tam, the Lord says, quote, I give him intelligence, end quote. What is that intelligence? Yenamam Upyantite. The Lord gives one the intelligence to cross over the ocean of nescience and come back home, back to Godhead. In conclusion, the cause of all causes, the absolute truth, or Supreme Brahman, cannot be understood by philosophical speculation, but reveals himself to his devotee because the devotee fully surrenders unto his lotus feet. Bhagavad Gita is therefore to be accepted as a revealed scripture spoken by the absolute truth himself when he descended to this planet. If any intelligent man wants to know what God is, he should study this transcendental literature under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Then it is very easy to understand Krishna as he is. Text 24. Nachaite putraka bratur hantaro danadanuga vishargadanayos tata pumshodaivam hi karanam. Synonyms, na, never, cha, also, ete, all these. Putraka, my dear son, bratu of your brother, hantara, killers, danada of kuver, anuga, followers, visharga of birth, adanayo of death, tata, my dear son, pumsa of a living entity, daivam, the supreme, he, certainly, karnam, the cause. Translation, my dear son, those yakshas who are descendants of kuver are not actually the killers of your brothers. Brother, the birth and death of every living entity are caused by the Supreme, who is certainly the cause of all causes. Text 25. Saeva Vishvam Srijati Saevati Hanticha Atapi hi Ahankaram Najate Gunakarmibi. Synonyms, sa, he, eva, certainly, vishvam, the universe, shujati, creates, sa, he, eva, certainly, avati, maintains, hanti, annihilates, cha, also, atapi, moreover, he, certainly, anahankarat, from being without ego, na, not, ajate, becomes entangled, guna, by the modes of material nature, karma, b, by activities. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material world, maintains it, and annihilates it in due course of time. But because he is transcendental to such activities, he is never affected by ego in such action or by the modes of material nature. Purport. In this verse, the word ahankara means, quote, without ego, end quote. The conditioned soul has a false ego, and as a result of his karma, he gets different types of bodies in this material world. Sometimes he gets the body of a demigod, and he thinks that body is to be his identity. Similarly, when he gets the body of a dog, he identifies himself with that body. But for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no distinction between the body and the soul. Bhagavad Gita therefore certifies that anyone who thinks of Krishna as an ordinary human being is without knowledge of his transcendental nature and is a great fool. The Lord says, Namam Karmani Lipanti. He is not affected by anything he does because he is never contaminated by the material modes of nature. That we have a material body proves that we are infected by the three modes of nature. The Lord says to Arjuna, quote, you and I had many, many births previously, but I remember everything, whereas you do not, end quote. That is the difference between the living entity or conditioned soul and the supreme soul. The super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no material body. And because he has no material body, he is not affected by any work he executes. There are many Mayavadi philosophers who consider that Krishna's body is the effect of a concentration of the material mode of goodness, and they distinguish Krishna's body from Krishna's soul. The real situation, however, is that the body of the conditioned soul, even if he has a large accumulation of material goodness, is material, whereas Krishna's body is never material. It is transcendental. Krishna has no false ego, for he does not identify himself with the false and temporary body. His body is always eternal. He descends to this world in his own original spiritual body. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita as Param Bhavam. The words Param Bhavam and Divyam are especially significant in understanding Krishna's personality. Text 26. Esha Bhutani Bhutatma Bhuteshu Bhuta Bhavana Svashaktya Maya Yukta Shijatya Ticha Paticha. Synonyms: Esha, this, Bhutani, all created beings, Bhutatma, the supersoul of all living entities, Bhutaisha, the controller of everyone, Bhuta Bhavana, the maintainer of everyone, Svashaktya, through his energy, Mayaya, the external energy, Yukta, through such agency, Srijati, creates, Ati, annihilates, Cha, and, Pati, maintains, Cha, and. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supersoul of all living entities. He is the controller and maintainer of everyone. Through the agency of his external energy, he creates, maintains, and annihilates everyone. Purport. There are two kinds of energies in the matter of creation. The Lord creates this material world through his external material energy, whereas the spiritual world is a manifestation of his internal energy. He's always associated with the internal energy, but he's always aloof from the material energy. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 9.4, the Lord says, Matstani sarvabhutani nachaham tveshavastita. All living entities are living in on me or on my energy, but I am not everywhere. End quote. He is personally always situated in the spiritual world. In the material world also, whenever the Supreme Lord is personally present, is to be understood as being in the spiritual world. For example, the Lord is worshipped in the temple by pure devotees. The temple is therefore to be understood as being the spiritual world. Text 27. Tam eva mrityum amritam tadav daivam savatmanopehi jagat parinyanam yasmai balem vishva shrijo haranti gavoyata vai nasidama yantrita. Synonyms, tam, unto him, eva, certainly, mrityum, death, amritam, immortality, tata, my dear son, devam, the supreme sarvatmana, in all respects, upehi, surrender, jagat, of the world, parayanam, the ultimate goal, yasmai, unto whom, balim, offerings, vishrasrija, all the demigods like Brahma, haranti, bear, gava, bulls, yata, as, va, without fail, nasi, on the nose, dama, by a rope, yantrita, controlled. Translation, my dear boy, Dhruva, please surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate goal of the progress of the world. Everyone, including the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, is working under his control, just as a bull prompted by a rope in its nose, is controlled by its owner. Purport. The material disease is to declare independence from the Supreme Controller. Factually, our material existence begins when we forget the Supreme Controller and wish to lord it over material nature. Everyone in the material world is trying his best to become the Supreme Controller, individually, nationally, socially, and many other ways. Dhruva Maharaj was advised to stop fighting by his grandfather, who was concerned that Dhruva was adhering to a personal ambition to fight and to annihilate the whole race of yakshas. In this verse, therefore, Swayambhuva Manu seeks to eradicate the last tinge of false ambition in Dhruva by explaining the position of the Supreme Controller. The words Mrityum Amritam, quote, death and immortality, end quote, are significant. Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, I am ultimate death who takes away everything from the demons, end quote. The demons' business is to continually struggle for existence as lords over the material nature. The demons repeatedly meet death after death and create a network of involvement in the material world. The Lord is death for the demons, but for devotees he is Amrita, eternal life. Devotees who render continuous service to the Lord have already attained immortality, and for whatever they are doing in this life, they will continue to do in the next. They will simply change their material bodies for spiritual bodies. Unlike the demons, they no longer have to change material bodies. The Lord, therefore, is simultaneously death and immortality. He is death for demons and immortality for devotees. He is the ultimate goal of everyone because he is the cause of all causes. Dhruva Maharaj was advised to surrender unto him in all respects without keeping any personal ambition. One may put forward the argument, quote, why are the demigods worshipped, end quote. The answer is given here that demigods are worshipped by less intelligent men. The demigods themselves accept sacrifices for the ultimate satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 28. Yapanchavarsho jananim tvat vihaya matu sapatnya vachasabina marma vanamgatas tapasa pratyagaksham aradya lebhe murdni pad Dham Trilokya. Synonyms. Yeah, one who Panchavarsha, 5 years old, Janinam, mother, Tvam Yu, Vihaya, leaving aside Matu, of the mother, Saputnya, of the co-wife, Vachasa, by the words, Bina Marma, aggrieved at heart, Vanam, to the forest, Gata went, Tapasa, by austerity, Pratyagaksham, of the Supreme Lord, Aradhya, worshipping, Lebe, achieved, Murdni, on the top, Padam, the position, Trilokya, of the three worlds. Translation, my dear Dhruva, at the age of only 5 years, you were very grievously afflicted by the words of your mother's co-wife, and you very boldly gave up the protection of your mother and went to the forest to engage in the yogic process for realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a result of this, you have already achieved the topmost position in all the three worlds. Purport. Manu was very proud that Dhruva Maharaj was one of the descendants of his family because at the age of only 5 years, Dhruva began meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and within 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Lord face to face. Actually, Dhruva Maharaj is the glory of the Manu dynasty, or the human family. The human family begins from Manu, the Sanskrit word for man, as Manusya, which means, quote, descendant of Manu, end quote. Not only is Dhruva Maharaj the glory of the family of Swayambhuva Manu, but he is the glory of the entire human society. Because Dhruva Maharaj had already surrendered to the Supreme Godhead, he was especially requested not to do anything unbefitting a surrendered soul. Text 29. Tane nam angatmani mukta vigrahe vyapashritam nirgunam ekam aksharam atmanam anvicha vimuktam atmadrig yasmin idam bedam asat pratiyate. Synonyms. Tam, him, ena, that, anga, my dear Dhruva, atmani, in the mind, mukta vigrahe, free from anger, vyapastritam, situated, nirgunam, transcendental, ekam, one, aksharam, the infallible Brahman, atmanam, the self, Anvicha, try to find out, Vimuktam, uncontaminated, Atmadrik, facing toward the Supersoul, Yasmin, in which Idam, this, Bedam, differentiation, Asat, unreal, Pratiyate, appears to be. Translation, therefore, my dear Dhruva, please turn your attention to the Supreme Person, who is the infallible Brahman. Face the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your original position, and thus, by self-realization, you will find this material differentiation to be merely flickering. Purport. The living entities have three kinds of vision, according to their positions in self-realization. According to the bodily concept of life, one sees differentiation in terms of varieties of bodies. The living entity actually passes through many varieties of material forms, but despite all such changes of body, he is eternal. When living entities, therefore, are viewed in the bodily concept of life, one appears to be different from another. Lord Manu wanted to change the vision of Dhruva Maharaj, who was looking upon the Yakshas as different from him or as his enemies. Factually, no one is an enemy or a friend. Everyone is passing through different types of bodies under the law of karma, but as soon as one is situated in his spiritual identity, he does not see differentiation in terms of this law. In other words, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:54, Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma na Shochati na Kankshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Lagavate Param. A devotee who is already liberated does not see differentiation in terms of the outward body. He sees all living entities as spirit souls, eternal servants of the Lord. Dhruva Maharaj was advised by Lord Manu to see with that vision. He was specifically advised to do so because he was a great devotee and should not have looked upon other living entities with ordinary vision. Indirectly, Manu pointed out to Dhruva Maharaj that out of material affection, Dhruva thought of his brother as his kin and the Yakshas as his enemies. Such observation of differentiation subsides as soon as one is situated in his original position as an eternal servant of the Lord. Text 30. Tvam pratyagatmani tada bhagavati ananta ananda matra upapana samasta shakto bhaktim vidhaya paramam sanakar avidya grantim vibhesyasi mamaham iti prarudam. Synonyms. Tvam, you, pratyagatmani, unto the supersoul, tada, at that time, Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anante, who is unlimited, Ananda Matre, the reservoir of all pleasure, Upapana, a possessed of Samasta, all, Shakto, potencies, Bhaktim, devotional service, Vidhaya, by rendering, Paramam, Supreme, Sanakai, very soon, Avidya, of illusion, Grantim, the knot, Vibhetsyasi, will undo, you will undo, Mama, my, I, Aham, I, Iti, thus, Prarudam, firmly fixed. Translation. Thus, regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure, and who lives in all living entities as a supersoul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and my. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj was already a liberated person because at the age of 5 years he had seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even though liberated, he was, for the time being, afflicted both by the illusion of Maya, thinking himself the brother of Uttama and in the bodily concept of life. The whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted to by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in differently exalted or nasty positions. By the grace of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu reminded Dhruva Maharaj that he should not continue this material conception of I and mine. Simply by devotional service unto the Lord, his illusion could be eradicated without difficulty. Text 31. Shemyacha rosam badram te pratipam shreyasham param shrutena bhuyasa rajan agadena ratamayam. Synonyms. Samyacha, just control, rosham, anger, badram, all good fortune, te, unto you, pratipam, the enemy, shreyasam, of all goodness, param, the foremost, shrutena, by hearing, bhuyasa, constantly, rajan, my dear king, agadena, by medicinal treatment, yata, as amayam, disease. Translation. My dear king, just consider what I have said to you, which will act as a medicinal treatment upon disease. Control your anger, for anger is the foremost enemy in the path of spiritual realization. I wish all good fortune for you. Please follow my instructions. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj was a liberated soul, and actually he was not angry with anyone. But because he was the ruler, it was his duty to become angry for some time in order to keep law and order in the state. His brother, Uttama, was without fault, Yet he was killed by one of the Yakshas. It was the duty of Dhruva Maharaj to kill the offender, life for life, because Dhruva was the king. When the challenge came, Dhruva Maharaj fought vehemently and punished the Yakshas sufficiently. But anger as such is such that if it one increases it, it increases unlimitedly. In order that Dhruva Maharaj's kingly anger not exceed the limit, Manu was kind enough to check his grandson. Dhruva Maharaj could understand the purpose of his grandfather and immediately stopped the fighting. The words Shrutena Bhuyasa, quote, by constantly hearing, end quote, are very important in this verse. By constantly hearing about devotional service, one could check the force of anger, which is detrimental to the process of devotional service. Srila Prakrit Maharaj said that the constant hearing of the pastimes of the Lord is the panacea for all material diseases. Everyone, therefore, should hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. By hearing, one can always remain in equilibrium, and thus his progress in spiritual life will not be hampered. Dhruva Maharaj's becoming angry with the miscreants was quite appropriate. There is a short story in this connection about a snake who became a devotee upon instruction by Narada, who instructed him not to bite anyone. Since ordinarily a snake's business is to fatally bite other living entities, as a devotee, he was forbidden to do so. Unfortunately, people took advantage of this nonviolence on the part of the snake, especially the children, who began to throw stones at him. He did not bite anyone, however, because it was the instruction of his spiritual master. After a while, when the snake met his spiritual master, Narada, he complained, quote, I have given up the bad habit of biting innocent living entities, but they are mistreating me by throwing stones at me, end quote. Upon hearing this, Narada Muni instructed him, quote, don't bite, but don't forget to expand your hood as if you are going to bite. Then they will go away, end quote. Similarly, a devotee is always nonviolent. He is qualified with all good characteristics. But in the common world, when there is mischief made by others, he should not forget to become angry, at least for the time being, in order to drive away the miscreants. Text 32. Ina pastri stat purushal loka udvijate brisham na buddhas tad vasham gachet ichan abhayam atmana. Synonyms yena, by which upashjat, being overwhelmed, purushat, by the person, loka, everyone, avijate, becomes terrified. Brisham, greatly, na, never, Buddha, a learned person, taught of anger, vasham, under the control, gachet, should go, ichan, desiring, abhayam, fearlessness, liberation, atmana, of the self. Translation, a person who desires liberation from this material world should not fall under the control of anger, because when bewildered by anger, one becomes a source of dread for all others. Purport. Devotee or saintly person should not be dreadful to others, nor should anyone be a source of dread to him. If one treats others with non-enmity, then no one will become his enemy. There is the example, however, of Lord Jesus Christ, who had enemies and they crucified him. The demoniac are always present and they find fault even in saintly persons. But a saintly person never becomes angry, even if there is great, very great provocation. Text 33. Helanam Girisha Bratur Danadasya Tvayakritam Yajjagnivan Punya Janan Britri Gnan Iti Amarshita. Synonyms. Helanam, disrespectful behavior, Girisha of Lord Shiva, Bratu of the brother, Danadasya of Kuver, Tvaya by you, Kritam was performed yet because Jagnivan, you have killed Punya Janan, the Yakshas, Bhartri of your brother, Gnan, killers, Ita thus thinking, Amarshita, angry. Translation, my dear Dhruva, you thought that the Yakshas killed your brother and therefore you have killed great numbers of them, but by this action you have agitated the mind of Lord Shiva's brother, Kuver, who is the treasurer of the demigods. Please note that your actions have become very disrespectful to Kuver and Lord Shiva. Purport. Lord Manu states that Dhruva Maharaj had been offensive to Lord Shiva and his brother Kuvera because the Yakshas belonged to Kuvera's family. They were not ordinary persons. As such, they have been described as Punyajanan, pious men. Some or other, the mind of Kuvera had been agitated and Dhruva Maharaj was advised to pacify him. Text 34. Tam prasadaya vatasasu sanatya prashayo tibi Nayavan Mahatam Teja Kulam no Bibavishyati. Synonyms. Tam, him, Prasadaya, pacify, Vatsa, my son, Ashu, immediately, Sanatya, by offering obeisances, Prashraya, by respectful behavior, Uktibi, by gentle words, Nayavat, before Mahatam, of great personalities, Teja, wrath, Kulam, family, Na, our, Abhidvasyati, will affect. Translation. For this reason, my son, you should immediately pacify Kuvera with gentle words and prayers, and thus his wrath may not affect our family. Purport. In our common dealings, we should maintain friendship with everyone, and certainly with such exalted demigods as Kuvera. Our behavior should be such that no one should become angry and thereby commit a wrong to individuals, families, or society. Text 35. Eva Svayambhuva Potram Anushasya Manur Dhruvam Tena Viva Dita Shakam Rishibhi Svaparam Yayo. Synonyms. Evam, thus, Svayambhuva, Lord Svayambhuva Manu, Pautram, to his grandson, Anushasya, after giving instructions, Manu, Lord Manu, Dhruvam, to Dhruva Maharaj, Tena, by him, Abdi Vandita, being offered obeisances to, Shakam, together, Rishibhi, with the sages, Svapuram, to his own abode, Yayo, went. Translation, thus, Svayambhuva Manu, after giving instruction to Dhruva Maharaj, his grandson, received respectful obeisances from him. Then Lord Manu and the great sages went back to their respective homes. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Svayambhuva Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj to stop fighting, end quote.